All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Hello. And welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the first day of May, 2018. And that is not my dog that's barking in the background. Actually, no, I don't have a dog. We'll have to figure out. I think that's my good friend Michael Oliver, whose German Shepherd must have decided he wanted to join in the conversation today. But in any event, let me just remind you again, I am the author of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. It's a weekly newsletter with a monthly summary letter, and you can subscribe to that by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office here in New York City at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Also like to encourage you to consider signing up for Chen Lin's letter. If you are a substantial investor, Chen's letter is not inexpensive, but it is one that various professional and higher net worth individuals have profited from, have done very, very well, as Chen himself does. He passes along his ideas about how to invest, and he's done extremely well in the biotech sector. Today, for example, he put out comments on Sorrento Resources. That's one of his favorites. He also follows Novo Resources and a lot of gold stocks as well, gold and silver stocks. But he has had an excellent track record, a very unique and very talented, successful investor, Chen Lin. ChenPicks.com is where you should go to learn more about Chen's work. Thank you to all of you for listening to this show, making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice of America Business Channel. Also invite you to send along your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises, or whatever you have to say about this show, to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. And, of course, we do want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Without them, I would not be speaking to you. RN Resources, Balmoro Resources, Bonterra Resources, Dynacore Gold Mines, Genesis Metals Corp, Klondike Gold, New Range Gold Corp, Northern Empire, and Novo Resources. Those are the sponsors for today's show. And I would like to remind you that the sponsors are on this show are by invitation. They are companies that I have recommended in my newsletter, and for I think all of those that I just named are in my own personal portfolio. So it's not just a matter of companies having the money to become sponsors. It's a matter of picking and choosing to a certain extent the companies that I really like and feel proud to have as sponsors. I've titled today's show, Why the Dollar's Days Are Numbered. Alistair MacLeod, Dr. Quentin Henning, and Michael Oliver, our return guest today. Alistair will update us on where we are in the business cycle right now. Actually, he calls it a credit cycle, distinguished from a business cycle. And I think his views will largely confirm those of Michael's, namely that we are in a bear market for financial assets, in a bull market for commodities and precious metals. But for sure, Michael's very bullish on the soft commodities. Now, you know, gold, though, has not been doing all that well. In fact, it's sort of treading water. It's not going anywhere so far this year, maybe even down slightly. And so I came across a quote this morning. Actually, it was yesterday. John LaForge of Wells Fargo Investment Institute, he said, and I quote, "Gold and silver have been trapped in a bear market cycle since peaking in 2011 at $1,900. And they could stay there for another 5 years," end of quote. Well, I'm guessing this is a bit of wishful thinking on the part of Mr. LaFarge. After all, he is an employee of the Washington/Wall Street counterfeiting enterprise that can simply create money out of thin air from which loans and other products are made that enable the rich to continue getting richer as the middle class is hollowed out in America. Why in the world would Mr. LaForge ever wish to see a bull market in gold when that would be a sign that the dollar, which is his company create out of nothing, out of thin air, is heading towards the dustbin of history, as all fiat currencies have in the past? So I would just like to remind all of my listeners that we should never forget that gold has survived for thousands of years with its purchasing power intact. There's no other currency in the world that can claim that. So I will openly admit my bias, just as much as Mr. LaForge is biased. I want gold, on the other hand, to rise vis-a-vis the dollar, because that would bring about justice and shed the light against the Washington and Wall Street thievery. In other words, I want to see a just and stable playing field, a level playing field for the participants, and certainly that's the only way you can have a free market capitalistic system. And I'm quite sure Dr. Quentin Henning, chairman of and president of Novo Resources, who will be with me after the first commercial break, also has a bias towards a higher gold price. But regardless of the price of gold, Dr. Henning has discovered a very unique gold deposit that is one of the most exciting new gold discoveries in many years. With its uniqueness, it brings about exploration challenges that he and his team are working hard to overcome. Now, I'm really looking forward to what he has to say about the latest press release and their endeavors to overcome some of the challenges that are inherent in this very unique gold discovery. But right now, I'm really happy to have Michael Oliver with me once again to talk about gold and other markets of importance. Before I say hello to Michael, I want to remind you his website is olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com. Urge you to go there, partake of his wisdom. He shares just a tiny bit of that with us each week on this show, almost every week whenever he's available. I'm very pleased to have him with us once again. Thanks for joining me, Michael.
Good to be back, and my dog Matilda says hello, too.
Arf, arf. What kind of dog is it, Michael?
A corgi.
Oh, okay.
Those big dogs jammed into little bodies, anyway.
Right? Wonderful dogs, wonderful animals, for sure. Yeah. And you have the room there, down there in your home to let them run and roam, and here in New York City.
Yeah, and I took her to the office today, too. So.
Anyway. Oh, okay. Well, they can be very therapeutic on bad days, I know that,
yeah.
and on good days, too. Well, anyway, you heard what I just read, quoted from this analyst at Wells Fargo, who thinks we may be in for another 5 years of gold bear markets. Now, what are your thoughts?
I have to stay with what I do, and I fundamentally like gold, but I realize many years ago that it has major bear and major bull markets within the context of a broader uptrend, and I think we're in a bull market. Now, until and unless we see something that puts us in a go-to-neutral status, and frankly, I'm not, if you reference annual momentum, very long-term momentum, it's in a positive trend, and it would take a heck of a break to change that trend. Mm-hmm. That normally isn't the way that momentum works. Normally, momentum breaks near highs and near lows, not well off of highs. Mm-hmm. So when I reference a lesser long-term momentum study, quarterly momentum, using a three-quarter moving average as my metric to measure the price action, I have reason to, on your show, I think I've said three times during the last 2 years, here's a point you don't want to see broken by gold,
right?
Because it puts us in a go-to-neutral position. All three of those times, gold missed the number. It would not go through the number that we specified. And therefore, now we have a fourth set of numbers. One is a monthly close below a certain level. One is a trade to a certain level. And those levels are below today's market by, a percent or two. And frankly, I don't think we're going to see them. The short-term action of the market, specifically the dollar's upside, the euro's downside, and gold's downside, are all what we call non-confirming, meaning while the price looks good on the surface, on a daily price chart, for example, when you run short-term momentum studies of that daily action, you find that it's not confirming. and mm-hmm. also that it's overbought on the dollar, or in the case of gold and the euro, that they're not confirming on the downside, even though price has taken out the lows since March by a few dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Momentum hasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's called a non-confirmation. And that's a hint, that's a tap on the shoulder that, hey, maybe this decline isn't what it looks like. It's another trap. And quite often markets will do that. They'll go down those, when they can't get out of the box, they go down and they break one end of the box on a price chart. And gold, as you said early on, was caught in a stagnation period here for the last 4 months, actually. Very narrow, like a 5% range. And in fact, the last three monthly closes were almost the same price each month. So if you can't get out of a box, a market will often tease the chart watchers and go pop through one end of the box and say, oh, there we go, breakout. But if momentum isn't agreeing with it, beware. And that's what my caution is right now. This downside in gold and downside in the euro, I think, is merely corrective. It's not a new trend change. And we've offered some numbers below that we would concede that one could go neutral at that point. I cannot go bearish on gold because the big stuff, the annual momentum, isn't anywhere close to breaking anything. So therefore, a lot of people have fanciful ideas, fundamental, and they can talk about them all they want, but I have to live and die by the metrics that we have.
Okay.
And they remain positive.
Well, Michael, one thing I noticed about today's trading, we're seeing both the equity markets, well, maybe they're bouncing back now, but the equity markets and the debt markets, the treasury markets, were getting hammered pretty hard earlier in the day. What are your thoughts about that? It's usually when money comes out of the equity market, they go into the bond, mm-hmm. the bond market gets stronger. What are your thoughts?
I think the big trend on both is going to be hand-in-hand downside, meaning price of bonds go down, yield goes up, price of stocks go down. I think the long-term picture, meaning looking from now out the next 2 years at least, that's the direction. Sometimes you'll get a short-term contrary move where you'll have a flight to safety in T-bonds, for example, when S&P gets hit too fast, mm-hmm. like that February break, for example, where we dropped 250 points in about four market days. So right. The bonds rallied 4 points during that period of time. But in general, the bigger trends, all of our measurements say, not they're in sync with each other. They're both going down. The S&P right now and the NASDAQ 100 are playing, and I say playing because, they keep coming back to the same levels, just above a secondary level of long-term momentum breakage. They already broke the first one in February and NASDAQ in March. And now they're playing with a flat momentum floor that we've defined every week. And in fact, last week we defined the number, and they came within 0.021 of a point of hitting it on the S&P, and then fired an 80-point rally off of that, or 70-point rally off that. And then today they got down back within about almost 10 points of the new adjusted number.
Uh-huh.
So it's like they know something's down there, and it's not some rounditis number. It's not like 2,600 S&P. It's more specific than that.
Interesting.
They're dancing on it, but they can't seem to get off of it.
Yeah.
Which indicates to me that all the buying is futile. It's they're revving their engine, but it ain't going anywhere.
Very interesting. That's for sure. So, the plate tectonics are definitely, you're quite certain about the bear market in the financials and a bull market in the commodities, and and I know that you're extremely bullish on the soft commodities, on the food commodities this year, aren't you? And they're looking very strong today,
grains,
too.
Grains, cocoa has exploded since we put out a buy signal on it. It's gone up about 50%. Coffee's close to an upside breakout. Sugar, I think, is just depleting itself on the downside. I don't think it has much more to go, if any. It's just waiting for an upturn. But in the grains, they're pressing at the highs of the last couple of years. Wheat's particularly strong right now, and it had sort of been a laggard. But the grains are quite solid. We turned bullish in January and February, depending on the specific grain, for annual momentum breakout reasons. And I think they could go up above the point of breakout by as much as 40% in the first major surge. Now, everybody says, well, you've got to have weather to do that or something, but we don't factor that in. We just measure the momentum technicals and whatever the factors are in play, let them be, and we just measure them. And they've broken out as far as we're concerned, and they're the strongest commodities out there right now.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that, Michael. Also, it's the objective approach that you have. You can have your own ideas about where markets should go, where you see certain events that take place. But, boy, that can get you in a lot of trouble sometimes.
No, there's so many fundamentals. It's the reason. You think there's one or two, but there's probably 100 in every given market.
Exactly. And then try to predict psychology of markets is still another thing. So,
yeah.
Michael, we're out of time. I thank you very much for your insights. Always so much appreciated. And, folks, it's olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com to learn more about Michael's work. Well, folks, don't go away. We are going to commercial break. But right after that, Dr. Quentin Henning, president and chairman of Novo Resources, will be with us to talk about a very exciting project in northwestern Australia known as the Karratha Project. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Dr. Henning.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
New Range Gold Corps is a Canadian junior explorer focused on its recently acquired flagship Pamlico Gold Project, located in Nevada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. Known as one of Nevada's highest grade gold districts, Pamlico was held by private interests for most of its history and remains largely unexplored. Drilling by New Range is already confirming the legendary grades of the district with intercepts up to 341 grams gold per ton. Well-financed with no debt, New Range is unlocking shareholder value at Pamlico and trades under TSX symbol NRG. A gold rush has begun. Recently, three of the largest gold mining companies announced strategic acquisitions in the Yukon Territories. Ahead of them was a group who had already consolidated the key claims covering the historic Klondike Gold Rush into one company, aptly named Klondike Gold Corp. Led by a team of accomplished geoscientists, the company is steadily advancing exploration to reveal the rich source of all that gold. The hunt for the next major discovery is well underway, and Klondike Gold's shareholders are strategically positioned. Stay ahead of the majors and follow KlondikeGoldCorp.com.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.